Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can read Karen Hughes' profile at Forbes.com. Yale Law School and Economics at the University of Amsterdam. She worked for the U.S. Import-Export or Export-Import Bank from 1980 to 85, and then the Legal Department of the World Bank from 86 to 2007. And since then, she's been behind the scenes whistleblowing through channels, and she established the Non-Governmental Organization Committee of the International Law Section, the American Bar Association, and the Committee on Multilateralism and Accountability, the Organization of International Organizations, the American Branch of the International Law Association. This is like a five-minute segment, long segment coming up, and I'll reintroduce you for people that just joined us. You were getting into Germany, and I remember 2 years ago my sources saying other countries want their gold. Germany was listed. That was Bob Chapman told me that. He's now died about a year ago. I think a year ago this month, I guess he died in June, early June, but it'll be a year. Wow. But he was saying that from his sources, but you knew about this beforehand. Now that has been in the news. Please continue with what's going on in the world.
What's going on in the world is actually good news. I mean, it sounds like we're building up to a huge confrontation, but the fact of the matter is, when things get to, you know, to the last corner, people start acting reasonable who haven't been reasonable before. And the governors understand where we're headed, that we have a choice that's either rule of law or a currency war. And guess what won? Rule of law. It won. And so what I expect we're going to be seeing in short order is, the first thing that we're going to be seeing is that people are going to recognize that the mainstream media is owned by the same economic group. What business do they have telling us what our news is? This story that you're hearing from me for the first time, it wasn't because I wasn't trying to get through to you all. It's because there was censorship. And so once people recognize that there's censorship, why should all of your media be owned by these financial interests? The simple answer is that it shouldn't be, and it won't be. That's going to be corrected. I've been telling the credit rating agencies for the longest time about these problems. When there was the election, who was Mitt Romney's national security planning chief? It was Robert Zoellick, the former president of the World Bank, who was denied a second term because of corruption. And so when there was the presidential debate, I asked CBS to cover that question. I said, why don't you ask the candidates what they're doing about international corruption? There was no question for the voters. What kind of presidential election is it if there's corruption and the media won't tell the voters? This is a real problem. And this problem is now, that's the biggest thing I have to tell about my whistleblowing.
And you're saying the U.S. could lose control of the World Bank?
Excuse me?
You're saying the U.S. could lose control of the World Bank?
We are going to lose the dollar as an international currency. The World Bank is a microcosm in the very center of the international financial system. And if we're not telling our people that we have a reputation for scofflaw, that we don't tell the bondholders what their financial statements are, this can't continue.
That's a massive loss of, well, listen, it looks like they're getting ready for the loss of confidence, and they think paramilitary takeover is going to protect them. All I see is government running around battening down the hatches like it's the end of the world or something.
Well, here's the point. There won't have to be that kind of a shakedown because we have a federal system. The people who invented our country knew what they were doing.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. They sure did. Ma'am, stay there. I want to hear about this. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old, though. Start from the beginning. Lay it all out. Get into what's happening with gold. Wow. I'm glad we got you on the show. And hat tip to John B. Wells.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net, spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, if you just joined us, a major insider whistleblower, the Justice Department is trying to persecute her over this. Karen Hughes, kahughes.net. Here's her Forbes profile. Who is Karen Hughes? She, again, is from Yale Law School and also University of Amsterdam in economics. She worked as the U.S. Export-Import Bank on U.S. from 1980 to 85, and then in the legal department of the World Bank from 86 to 2007. She started blowing the whistle then to Congress quietly, but through channels. She established the Non-Governmental Organization Committee of International Law Section of the American Bar Association and the Committee on Multi-Transnationalism and the Accountability of International Organizations of the American Branch of the International Law Association. And she joins us now to continue breaking this down. So what is the big picture? What's happening with gold? What will happen if we lose the world dollar reserve currency status? And where is the corruption, the main centers of corruption right now in the IMF and World Bank?
Okay, I'll answer your last question first, because I'm sure your listeners are saying, why should I take this lady's word for it? It's not my word for it. There's very accurate data on who owns the transnational companies, 40,000 of them. And there's a group of mathematicians in Switzerland at an institute that's the number one university in Europe. And what they did was they did a model of that accurate ownership data, and they found out that there's a group of 147 companies, and most of these are financial institutions, and they own 40% of the net worth of the stock market all over the world, and they own 60% of the earnings. But it's not like they have a lot of money. It's they did it through interlocking corporate directors in a very clever way, in a secret way, and it's only because those mathematicians were able to model it that they found out that, guess what, all these separate companies, because of the interlocking directorates, they're all actually one conglomerate. So you have a world conglomerate of corruption that goes around, and they're the ones that own the Federal Reserve. They're the ones that own all of the media. Now, in the last 20 years, the number of owners of the major media in the U.S. went from 50 down to 5. Guess what? Those 5 are actually through interlocking directorates. They're all one company, one group. So you've got a central, what this study calls it, is a super entity. You have a super entity that thinks it can control the world. Guess what? We people are a little smarter than that. Those mathematicians modeled it, caught those people with their hands in the cookie jar. And we've been, and when I say we, it's a group of World Bank whistleblowers. And we've gone around and we have, you know, we've reported the fact that the World Bank financial statements are incorrect. And the auditing firm that was supposed to say whether or not they were reliable financial statements, that was KPMG, that's one of the main 5 auditing firms, didn't follow the audit rules. So these stocks are traded not just in the federal system, but don't forget you have the state attorneys general are responsible for protecting their state investors. So the states are now working to solve the problem. And so we're not going to have a situation where there's, you know, chaos and whatnot. We just have the our states are going to clean up the mess in the federal government.
Okay, so and when he was a senator, you say you advised Hagel of this and many others, and we're seeing some evidence they're trying to write this because not out of altruism, but because it will wreck their own system they're already in control of. The globalists brag that they have this combine, this group of insiders that are given the free credit, that are given the insider knowledge, that are able to manipulate things, that are given the loans at 0% interest, or in some cases even lower. And they're establishing this global corporatocracy, but you're saying that you see that the establishment is starting to reverse itself, but if this group already has leverage control of everything, how is that the case? Because I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I hope you're right. All I see is militarization of police, training to take on the people worldwide, and a conversion to a collapsed economy with these people the only ones that have any of the resources. And I see a premeditated program to implode the world, be the only ones left with resources, to then buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with kind of a eugenics overlay of social Darwinism as the political rationale that they're doing God's work. So what are the signs you say that this has been turned around? And then break down this term that I had never heard of to show my ignorance here, this backwardization.
Okay. I can tell you what signs you can see. The fact that I'm on your program, the fact that your listeners are hearing about it, and are they going to be sitting on their hands? No, I hope not. They're going to be in touch with their governors, and they're going to say, you get this thing straightened out. And I can tell you that I have had a lot of help, and it's just been incredible. And so I'm not the only one that's telling these corporate kleptomaniacs that, no, they didn't, you know, they may have had plans for it, but it was nipped in the bud. They were caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and it's not happening. And it's not happening in the biggest way. you're part of the solution. You stay tuned. You figure out what's going on. You get active. You work together with
people. All right, well, what are the signs? Community. What are the signs you're seeing that there are sane parts of the establishment trying to reverse this and trying to secure the dollar's world reserve currency status?
Okay. You'll see it, for example, in one of these bills that the mega banks are going to have to pay more money. They're going to have stronger reserves because they're too big to fail, so they've got to have a bigger capital requirement. That's a proposal from, I'm trying to remember the two.
So you think the Wall Street Journal's right that Bernanke's out in August and they're going to raise interest rates?
I don't know about when Bernanke's out, but I can tell you that I've been writing to the Federal Reserve because Bernanke is on something called the National Advisory Council on International Monetary and Financial Policies.
Yes.
That's a big, long name. But basically what that is that the Secretary of the Treasury heads that.
That's coordination with other governments.
There is a lot of coordination with other governments. I was up all night last night sending faxes to all of the 188 ministers of finance that run the World Bank to give them an update on this. They've been aware of this problem. They've seen it coming, and they wanted me to try to rally the troops.
And so you're saying after 6 years of whistleblowing, you're starting to see signs that show the establishment gets it, which I would think is sane. I don't get destroying the world system to get power when these people are already in power. I mean, it's just pure nastiness, pure craziness, a bunch of hedge fund hyena guys leveraging trillions worth tens of billions apiece, like Jamie Dimon and all of them, trying to show off to one another, you know, that they've got 50 jet copters and you've only got 30. Meanwhile, there's no civilization. I mean, is that what you're saying, is that you're seeing signs that sanity is entering the building?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these guys, instead of wearing their status as a CEO in this network of control as a sign of great esteem, these guys are going to be seen for what they really are, crooks. No, I think we're in good shape, actually. I'm just going to start really enjoying to see how these people are brought down to earth with the rest of us. They're not above the law. The law is there. And, you know, one of the points I wanted to make is that it's not like we're talking about world government. We're talking about just the opposite. The one thing that we're going to have is we're going to have world rationality. We're going to have law applying to these crooks that thought they were going to get
sure.
away with it.
Well ma'am, I'm no economist and Harvard lawyer like you, but I do try to study this, and I talk to a lot of the world's experts, and I really find what you say to be pretty accurate from some of the things I'm saying. What I think is going on here is there's a battle of the future, and are we going to let these crazy, arrogant private central bankers and hedge fund people really melt down our whole future just so they can, you know, run everything when they already run everything? But what's going on with gold then? Or, I mean, are we going to see prosecution of these people? Or will we just see them basically, you know, sent to abstentia or you know, like Napoleon or something?
Well, the first thing we're going to see is, and the reason why we're all coming together on this now is because we were going to run out of time. The thing about gold backwardization is that people who have gold will not sell it for paper money because the paper money doesn't seem to be trustworthy. And the first reason why the dollar wouldn't be seen to be trustworthy is because we've got these fake accountant audits that aren't following the accounting rules. There are a number of whistleblowers inside the World Bank who saw that the numbers weren't adding up, and when they reported it, they would get thrown out with no recourse. So if that happens inside a banking institution, you can't rely on the financial information. And so that means that all the regulators in the world have got to crack down. And so what you're going to have is you're not going to have one central place that's going to run the world, but you're going to have all of the different local places, the state, applying the same rule. But able to do that all together because of the flow of information. And so what I've had now, and the other world whistleblowers have had, is we've seen, for example, the UK Parliament is now helping the governors crack down on these illegal financial...
Sure, I mean, Iceland's thrown them out as well, but then I see the acceleration of looting of bank accounts in Cyprus and places. Some would argue that was actually robbing the bureaucrats' money that had already been robbed as well. Some people even claim that was like a reverse robbery. But let me ask you this question, then. I don't see these globalists turning loose of power. I think they're too dangerous to not be locked up. I understand there's also a danger in running them to ground because then they're cornered. But, I mean, I don't see these people ever giving up. It's kind of like Corzine making 30-to-1, 40-to-1 bets with other people's money that were dangerous bets to begin with. So their arrogance is their undoing, but also makes them that much more dangerous. And I understand there's a lot of people you talk to that are listening to you in the system, but I don't see these globalists, these New World Order people, I don't see them giving up. I just don't see the proof of sanity. I mean, are you saying maybe all these scandals coming out and Congress growing somewhat of a spinal cord, and they actually are doing some real investigations now, is that a sign of what's happening?
I'll tell you what I think is going to be the mechanism for the transformation. It's going to be the transparency and the flow of information. And so you're going to see scandals. You're going to see these people shamed. It's not so much, I mean, I can't speak to...
So you're saying a flood, I'm saying this, a flood of whistleblowers who think they can't get us all if we all start flooding info. So instead of meeting in the parking garage because everything's spied on, everybody start whistleblowing, that would bring them down.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly the mechanism. And in terms of how this is going to work with the fiat currency, which is the paper money, versus money which is backed by precious metals, or I've also, you know, recently been talking to a number of people who think that there's also going to be commodities that are worth, market, like oil or coal or other commodities will also back currency, so that it's not just going to be precious metals. Because the thing is, if you just stick to the precious metals, the people who now have the precious metals are going to be, they're going to have a leg up. It's not fair. So there's going to be, in other words, there's going to be a transition where the strong money is going to start to replace the paper currency. But it's not going to be like the paper currency goes out of circulation from 1 minute to the next. It's not going to be abrupt. And just the same way, we're not going to have automatically good rule of law. We're not going to automatically have people paying more attention to ethics than, survival of the fittest in the marketplace. We're gonna all pull ourselves up by our bootstraps.
Well, I agree with you. Everything's in a process. Either we shift back towards rule of law, transparency, stability, freedom, or we keep going down this path. But they're going to have to bring in total tyranny under their plan, because everyone, not just mathematicians, is going to know the bureaucrats are exempt, the bankers are exempt, the head of GE is exempt, Google's exempt from taxes. We're seeing whistleblowers out of Google, high level, as you pointed out, going public. So I am seeing, as people realize, we're all screwed if we don't beat these people. It's us or them. But if we don't beat them, they're going to go all the way, because they're going to have a total tyranny in a system where everybody knows they're above the law and that they stole their wealth. I mean, the justice will be served. They are not going to get away with it. They are blowing up society so they can be in charge of it. None of us should put up with that.
And we're not. It's not happening. And I think they already know that. I mean, this stakeholder analysis that I was talking about, I mean, it's really, it's pretty clear that either there's going to be rule of law, or there's going to be a system where we have to go back to the Middle Ages, because there won't be any way to finance trade.
Wow, you really know what you're talking about, and that's what they want. The Bilderberg Group for 50 years says they're going to do this, and then we're going to go back to feudalism, and they're going to be like in Elysium bases, but on the ground and on ships. That's crazy.
That's not happening. It's not happening. happening.
Wow, I'm really impressed with you. And I just, it's so good to know there's all these whistleblowers. And thank God that John B. Wells got shown, because that's a big show with about 6 million listeners a night. And I hope our listeners get your info. We've only got a minute or two left. I want to get you back on. I know you're facing all this whistleblower persecution, but you've got a lot of great info on your website for people to visit. Anything else you'd like to impart to the listeners?
No, just hang in there. Be part of the process to get ourselves back in shape. And again, I just want to emphasize that we've got a federal government and our states are alive and well, thank you.
Well, I mean, if the federal government wasn't training to fight veterans all day, I would think that's true. But you're saying, you know, federal government people, you know what?
No,
I've seen.
I don't mean the federal government is good. I mean, we have a federal system and the states are good.
And, well, listen, I agree with that. But expanding on that, I think the system's overshot when they go and say, prepare to wage war with the American people and the biggest enemy are people that want to, you know, abolish the Federal Reserve. I think it's really woken the military and police up that they actually are training them for war with us. I think they've gone too far.
I don't think there's going to be anything close to a war with us because, as I said, once more, we have our local government. We have our state government. Those governments are ours, and they're not going anywhere. We're fine. We're in good shape.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But, I mean, certainly you see, you know, being at the World Bank and the IMF also had the plan when they imploded economies, so they went south, you know, the IMF riot model. They are gearing up. The oligarchs think, the kleptocratic oligarchs, the kleptogarchs, I just invented a new word, the kleptogarchs think they're really going to make it. More and more, I do see them running scared in their actions. Are you saying they figured out they're going to lose?
They lost already. The only question is if they try to make it a painful transition, they're going to be in worse shape than they're in already. They hold their own future in their own hands, and they can be reasonable and just go with the flow and be subject to the law like the rest of us and enjoy it. It's really going to be a better world.
I hope you're right. But I tell you, we were sitting on a time bomb. This isn't turned around quick.
Turned around is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I hope you're right.
I think I'm right.
When did it start turning around?
That's a good question. I'm just now starting to get caught up with some of, I'll just name a couple of names, all right? There's this really neat national security whistleblower named Mark Novitsky, and he educated me on a lot of the, the internal spying, what was going on. And, I mean, when you've got that kind of person who's helping and informing everybody else, it's like we just reinforce each other. And so I just have every bit of confidence that, we know where the system's gained. And it's not like one of us knows it. We all know it because we've all shared this information.
So the cat's out of the bag. People are now aware of the program. And then once people realize that there can be evil going on, then they start to recognize all of it. And I do see the sleeping giant awakening right now.
That's exactly the point.
And then once we're not naive anymore, we can recognize it. And then that begins the healing process. Or the bankers set off a nuke in Chicago and bring in martial law. But, you know, I think now that people know the type of stuff they can pull, that doesn't have the same power anymore. Our only big problem is they've got all the churches working for the government saying it's the end of the world, so all the Christians stand down. So it's a serious fight. I want to say bye to you during this break. I want to invite you back on later in the week after your court date for your evil thought crimes. And I'm sorry to the callers. I was going to get to you, but I had to go into overdrive because this information was so bombshell. We're going to post this interview up on the YouTube channel and everywhere by tonight. Everybody's got to get this interview out to everyone they know. And her website, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to visit it, is kahuge.net. We'll link it up on Infowars.com as well. Nightly news tonight. We'll undoubtedly be covering this as well, 7 o'clock Central. And if you haven't shared your membership with others, please share it today. 11 people can log in simultaneously at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we are in the middle of a war right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world.
Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. Again, my friends, I'm going to be opening the phones up on any of the issues I've raised or any points you'd like to bring up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. I want to go over just some of the headlines, and I'm going directly to your calls, and then I'll go back into all of this in more details. But I do want to play part of this Mark Dice piece. He'll be joining us on the radio show tomorrow. Most listeners don't know who Mark Dice is. A lot of you do, though. And some listeners are like, why do you promote Mark Dice, even though Mark Dice has attacked you before? It's because I don't care. Mark does a lot of good work, and so I positively reinforce that good work. And I don't do it Pavlovianly on purpose, but it's kind of like when an ice cream truck comes around, a lot of kids get so excited because the ice cream truck's got good things in it. And, you know, I saw in Mark, I don't know, it's got to be now 8 years ago when he first got started, got out of college with a public relations media degree. He went out and did really great reports. So I pretty much, to a great extent, helped put Mark on the map. But he was already doing great work. He deserved to be on the map. And then he went through his own personal stuff later. I figured that. And I'm not knocking the guy. And kind of went off into a bad area of his life. It's like a prodigal son. And when the prodigal son came back and the other son said, I've done nothing to you, Father. I've always been faithful. Now you're throwing a party for the prodigal son. He's done all this bad stuff, you know, to you. But it's like, hey, think how much I love you if I'm doing this for the prodigal son. Because I don't think Mark fundamentally is a bad person. And it's like that with everybody. It hurts me to see people that I know have potential destroying it. And it hurts me to see a society that has so much potential. I mean, I took my son to exercise this morning. And we got done exercising at Zilker Park. And I saw a bus pull up with regular kids. They weren't special needs. And I looked at these kids, and they were clearly walking dead, about a third of them. Because, see, when they hit you with GMO, with every mammal species, pigs, guinea pigs, rats, rhesus monkeys, you can look up the studies that go back probably 25 years with BT style. That's the most popular. Corn and things that grow their own pesticides. The first generation has a large IQ reduction, increased cancer, sluggishness, also more aggressiveness sometimes. It manifests depending on your genetic tree, your genetic blueprint of the type you are. And then by the second generation, and generation's about 20 years. Humans tend to reproduce by about age 20, 22 is the average, I guess. And we've got all of this, you know, garbage going on, and I sit there and I look at people, and you look at adults now that are one generation, you know, people that are 25, 30 years old under GMO, and you look at the next generation, people that are now 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, who were born out of the last generation, my God, man, the next generation, it's going to be, and you can see the numbers, the cancer numbers, the neurological disorder numbers, the infertility numbers. It is parabolic. It is a straight-up graph. And that's why they've got to get their police state control grid in first before the real death starts, because you're going to have mad parents. And they said 50 years ago in papers we've dug up and covered on air that they knew some of us would find out about this program. I mean, hell, they write books, the White House Science Czar does, about jacking our food and water to sterilize us. And this is the psychopath, sociopath, sadist party. I mean, it's fun for them to, I mean, I go out in public, and I'm from a globalist perspective, but against it. And by globalist perspective, I see what's going on. I am horrified by it. I don't even become enraged anymore. I become very sick. And I can walk over to people that have an autistic child or two. Some people are so submissive, they even when the first one gets brain damage and has a seizure in the second round of shots, they still take the next baby in and do it. They're so submissive. And I'll say, hi, how are you doing? What's your son's name? Oh, his name's, you know, David. He's 5 years old. And I go, well, I see he's autistic. What spectrum disorder is that? Oh, why do you have an autistic child? Well, I'm a parent. I have an interest. And I've done this hundreds of times to the point of my wife and children say, please, please don't do it. And I will continue to do it because I care. It affects me. The only way I cannot literally go hide, you know, in the mountains somewhere and turn everything off is I have to go try to help people. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I have empathy. If they can target these people's children, they can target all of us, and they are spraying us and jacking the water, and it's impossible to avoid all this stuff. And Fukushima radiation levels off the chart on the West Coast. A year after I told you that, it all came out in the news. Some isotopes, hundreds of times safe levels. EPA's reaction was to raise it, and I'm sitting there, and they go, well, David, He was 18 months old, and I said, oh, what happened? Well, he had a seizure, and then he was asleep for about 3 days, went to the hospital, and he was like this, but he's getting better. And I'll go, did you ever think it was from the vaccines? Well, we've heard that, and he did have it right after the shot. I mean, hundreds of times. And I, oh, really? And then they'll go, yeah, and, you know, we've got another child that's autistic, too. It happened to him, when he was about 18 months, too. I go, and I see you have a daughter here. She's fine? Mm-hmm. I was even telling some people that were on the hike and bike trail that had autistic kids this weekend, and the woman looked at me and she said, yeah, girls are better. I was like, wow, you got brain. I didn't say this. I went, and her husband was looking at me. He looked like Clark Kent. It's a great-looking family. Their kids have been murdered, soft-killed, lobotomized, and I'm sitting there talking to them, and the Clark Kent dad's about 6'4". He's kind of looking at me like, they didn't know who I was. He was like, so why are you telling us this? And I was like, well, girls have a stronger blood-brain barrier. And they go, yeah, girls are better. We've heard that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess they are better. I was like, so what you're, I was just like, well, listen, I can see you're pregnant again. And I said, you might want to look into vaccines. And then, because I'd stopped at the top of this hill, and there was these other women there, and I saw this woman turn around and looked at me like angry. Because I was getting out of line. I was talking. I was a human up there. And then, because the hike and bike trail was a madhouse. This is actually yesterday. I say the weekend. Felt like yesterday. It was a madhouse. I've never seen it so busy, even where I go. And so I got down to the bottom of another hill, came out by the creek, and there was about 20 people down there. And there was another pregnant woman with her friend and two other people, because that's where all the yuppies are. All the successful people, all the people who think they're rock stars. I'll leave it to Bieber folks. And I'm sitting there, and I stop, and I start listening, and they're having discussions. Yeah, I'm not, whatever you call it, the term where you're diabetic because you're pregnant. I'm not pregnant, diabetic, or whatever the term is. And I'm sitting there talking, yeah, blah, blah, yeah, it's our first kid, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there listening. And she paused by the creek to look at it for a few minutes before I went hiking up the next hill. And I went, well, listen, you better read those vaccine inserts. You better read those vaccine inserts because they're going to tell you there's no side effects, but the vaccine insert will tell you it can kill your child. And again, these women had their husbands with them, and they turned towards me. It's weird to talk. Guys talk about sports, act tough. Hey, weather's nice. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, great. Working at the insurance company, doing good. Yeah, we're going on vacation here. See, I've broken with this. The normal behavior is I'm going to go around in grocery store lines, at restaurants. I now get up at restaurants, and I walk over to people's tables. That's what I do now. And I'm going to do it everywhere. And let me tell you something. If you start doing that, we'll break their back. If you just start not watching television and inviting your neighbors over for a barbecue, if you just start spending time with your family, if you just start not eating GMO, we will take over the market and break the back of the GMOs. And they know that. They're even crying uncle right now. Monsanto's freaking out right now. And again, I was going to get into some other subjects. My point is, I have total empathy for humanity. I love humanity. I love our art, our literature. I want to support the better attributes of humanity. And you know, I get up here with all this news, our government funding Al-Qaeda, McCain going to meet with Al-Qaeda, Rand Paul coming out and saying, you know, we're funding Al-Qaeda. You know, the emperor has no clothes. God bless Rand Paul. You know, he's played a little politics with them. But he's playing them, not the other way around. And they know that. That's why the neocons and the liberals hate him. God bless him. And I've got all this other NSA news. I've got Scotland saying every child have a state guardian who reports on the parents. You're all guilty until your family's destroyed. It's not guilty until proven innocent. You're no longer innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until we kill you. We're going to suck everything out of you, and then we're going to blow you away. And, of course, the little mind-numbed, brainwashed minions of the system, they don't know that. They're on a power trip of running other people's lives when they can't even run their own. I've got all this news. I've got your calls. I'm going to get to everybody. It's just that if you want to know where I'm at, it's the eugenics. It is the artificial environment they're trying to build for us. And it's that I can't sit there and walk down the street and see a family and instantly see their children with a million-mile stare and see their kid, you know, staring at the ground and see them and go, oh, is your child autistic? They're like, yeah, how do you know? Well, I mean, and a lot of them, they'll have pairs of them. And they go, they tell us it's genetic. Yeah. Yeah, it is genetic. There are some people who can be shot in the heart and survive because genetically they've got extra arteries, extra connections, extra electrical impulses. They're really tough. But it's the bullet through the heart that would kill, you know, 99 out of 100. But not some people like Rasputin, in the Tsar court, it took them like an hour to kill him. Some people got thicker skulls. Some people, you can't knock them out because genetically how they're wired and how their bone structure is set up. You got to bash their brains out to knock them out. Other people, you can knock them out. They got a glass chin. But it isn't that you have genetics of a glass chin why you're knocked out. It's because you were punched in the chin. You're getting cancer. You should be getting it when you're 90 years old and you've had the replication of your cells, not when you're 15. You've been put in an environment that is now accessing your genetics and causing the mutations. And I just realized that's everything. And I'm going to tell my whole crew, all of them, I want to go into the GMOs. I want to go into the admissions of diet injections, injunctions, like Bertrand Russell talked about, to brain damage and dumb down the public. I want to just constantly beat the drum of the thousands of Harvard and Stanford studies and Oxford studies and, you know, about sodium fluoride, what it does to the brain and you know what they're doing. I want to hammer how they've done this to us because we're seen as a plague and we're being soft killed. We're being dumbed down ahead of the larger cull. Because we have to have a break with the globalists. They never want people to come to the realization that this is going on. That's why they don't want to talk about how we give $85 billion a month to foreign banks and Congress won't be told who. Totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, treason, 1,000 times over the chart. They go so overboard on purpose because it works. They fund al-Qaeda publicly to commit war crimes all over the world and then invade the countries to get rid of the al-Qaeda they put in. But then don't even go after the al-Qaeda. They actually go after innocent people. And that's so over the top, they get away with it. It's so over the top to have hundreds of FBI training manuals that are sent out to barber shops, hardware stores, gun shops. I say hundreds. It's over 200 last year put out to every type of business there is, tailored to them on what to look for. And it makes everything an act of terror or so that everyone can be seen as a terrorist to create a total culture of paranoia. Instead of being concerned about the government historically, that's the real danger and is running the terrorist. Common sense, founding fathers, world history. Oh, no, the government didn't do anything wrong. They're not corrupt. That's a conspiracy theory. How crazy Alex Jones is. It's your neighbor you can't trust. Over the top, 2 billion bullets, paper targets of five-year-olds they're training to kill. Even when the company comes out and admits it's real, never hits the news. 7,000 just last year, 7,300 anti-mine heavy armored vehicles training for war with us. Meanwhile, they tell us the enemies everywhere, the Muslim extremists, when they run them. All of this is just over the top cuckoo land. And then I see a video. We will play the next segment and then calls next hour and then news. I'm going to get to everybody. Sheila. I love the name Sheila. I like in Australia they call women Sheilas, period. Jason, Mark, Julio, Samson, and others. We're going to get to all of you. But I just want humanity to make it. I want us to really work together and be honorable. Instead, the general public has taken on the attitude of not caring about anybody getting ahead. And it is a disaster. Just a bunch of self-centered, egotistical people that have never even faced real challenges. Having no idea how the rest of the world lives or what our ancestors have gone through to take us to this point. And then the very worst of us are in control because they cravenly crave it. not recognizing, you're like, you're negative. No, I'm not. I'm positive. And by not recognizing the great evil, we allow it to take over. I look at the articles at Infowars.com. National broadcaster refuses to cover Bilderberg meeting. Send John McCain to Guantanamo Bay. Oh, yeah, he works with Al-Qaeda. Send him. Media coverage blackout over anti-Monsanto protests. Facebook blocking post about it. Representative Schiff's bill would repeal authorization for use of military force. That's some good news. Why is there just a blank check to NATO and the president? Facebook wages censorship war against moms of autistic children who protest GMOs. Memory hole. Americans no longer know what Memorial Day stands for. I'm going to play that coming up. The attempt to destroy the individual. Great John Rappaport article. The Japanese financial system is beginning to spin wildly out of control. That's just some of what's coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. But we are in a giant scientific technocratic tyranny.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I say I love the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
That's right, Sheriff John Brown came my way one day.
He came my way one day.
I started out. Killing us, folks. They're poisoning us on record. They even add radioactive isotopes to most water supplies on purpose. And we'll try to arrest you and block Freedom of Information Act request if you try to find out what is in the stuff they put in the water. And you go, why do they do that? Why do people beat women up? for no reason. Why do people kidnap children? Why do people rob folks? Because it's what they like to do. But because they're the government, it's okay in history. We call that a tyranny. I'm going to get to part of this clip and play more of it in the next hour after we go to your phone calls that I was just mentioning with people. Almost every person Mark Dice talked to, not knowing what Memorial Day was. And so even though there's people that are misguided and think war is patriotic, at least they know what it is and are just misguided. What about the trendies of this world who know how to act cool and dress like television says, but do not have any idea, don't even have the slightest inkling of what a major holiday is? Let's go to part of this clip.
What is Memorial Day for?
What is Memorial Day for?
No, what's Memorial Day for?
People are victims.
About it. What is Memorial Day?
The globalists take one look at these people, folks. These folks have been drinking fluoride. Guaranteed that guy's had all his vaccines.
What is Memorial Day for?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Are you going to be barbecuing and celebrating?
Yeah, we're with my buddies.
But these are the people that are going to vote to take our guns and make us their slaves. They will vote.
I don't even know.
Don't even know.
No.
I don't know what Memorial Day is, man.
Big holiday. It's like the kickoff to summer when you barbecue and get drunk and stuff.
I don't think people from Chicago celebrate that thing, man.
They don't celebrate Memorial Day?
Nah, they're all ruthless, dude.
It's just a California celebration.
And this is like 6 minutes long. There's like 20-something of them. Two people know what it is. And they're rightfully kind of mad at Dice. Like you should be. Like, because he starts saying obnoxious stuff on purpose. But the point is, they think he's serious, so they get mad saying Memorial Day is a surfing holiday. That video's up on Infowars.com. But that's why we're in so much trouble. The government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, and then they have Rachel Maddow go, Alex is a traitor. He says our government runs Al-Qaeda. Well, so does Senator Rand Paul. And we have to just start calling them on all of this, okay? Going, look, I mean, you know, not all of us are totally dumbed down begging to be, you know, injected with cancer viruses and drink fluoride all day. You don't have a right to do this to us. And we've somehow got to get the sheeple to wake up. But even if it's a minority of us, historically, we can change things by saying no. There's no special interest for liberty, folks. Good people have to get together on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce it aggressively and stop being people that basically lay down. Laying down will transmit you to tyranny. Standing up will transmit you to liberty. Briefly, at the end of this hour, we're running this special for just a couple more days until the 31st. 15% off all water filtration systems. That includes ProPure, the best stainless steel gravity-fed system with the anti-hydrofluorosilicate fluoride filters. You can get it all. The Pro One filters, you name it, all of it, 15% off. We already have the lowest price out there. When we do 15% off last time, the whole factory sold out. Okay, and so we can keep this going a few more days. 15% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER15. In the box, get you 15% off, or 888-253-3139. When you call, give them WATER15 to get 15% off, 888-253-31.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.